USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The House of Representatives will be voting on Thursday on a resolution condemning hate speech. Now, this started out as a resolution that was supposed to condemn anti-Semitism based on comments made by Minnesota Democrat Ilhan Omar. The resolution was expanded, though, among disagreements by Democrats, to which Republican Congressman of Illinois Adam Kinzinger says,
"Hey, look, this is not your father's Democratic Party, if it was ever more obvious than today. They can't agree to condemn anti-Semitism."
President Trump is again expressing disappointment over the news this week regarding North Korea. During a White House photo op, President Trump told reporters that he'll let you know in 1 year regarding what would happen regarding North Korea. The president did not elaborate. This all is in regards to satellite images that are revealing an apparent effort to rebuild a rocket test site in North Korea. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course. With the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You'd build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter. The safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz, vans, born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.
A Republican senator reveals she was sexually assaulted when she served in the military. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
U.S. Senator Martha McSally, the Arizona Republican, saying at a hearing yesterday on sexual assault in the military that she was raped when she was serving in the U.S. Air Force. She says she was raped by a superior officer, but she never reported it.
Like so many women and men, I didn't trust the system at the time. I blamed myself. I was ashamed and confused. I thought I was strong, but felt powerless.
President Trump's former attorney, Michael Cohen, is suing the Trump Organization. The suit claims the Trump company has failed to pay his attorney fees and legal costs in connection with various matters. Cohen is headed to prison for lying to Congress, tax fraud, bank fraud, and campaign finance violations. He's said to be seeking just under $2 million in damages. And Chick-fil-A's fish sandwich is back just in time for Lent. They also introduced a fish strips meal. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Coming to theaters for 3 days only. Patterns of Evidence, The Moses Controversy.
The Lord said to Moses, write this in a book.
A new documentary follows investigative filmmaker Timothy Mahoney's faith-affirming journey throughout the Middle East in search of scientific evidence that Moses wrote the first books of the Bible.
So the question is the Bible a literal story of God acting in history?
Patterns of Evidence, The Moses Controversy. In theaters March 14th, 16th, and 19th only. For tickets, go to PatternsOfEvidence.com/Moses.
Former Major League Baseball executive is going to bat for children who he believes are trapped by what he calls pure evil. Kevin Malone is a former Los Angeles Dodgers general manager. He's also the co-founder of the U.S. Institution Against Human Trafficking. I had a chance to sit down and chat with Malone, and one of the questions I asked him was what parents and grandparents can do to keep their children safe, especially since so much that children do nowadays is online.
I think with the technology, and we're using it to go after demand, but there's technology available now to parents that they can have on their kids' phones or their computers, their iPads, whatever they have, whatever type of communication devices they have. Because, Tim, we're finding these predators, these traffickers, men that are doing this, they will seek out kids on either through social media, through Facebook, through Instagram, through Snapchat, through whatever those social media platforms that are available to kids. They're reaching out and they're targeting those, and they're finding kids that are maybe are lonesome or have low self-esteem or maybe they're not really connected.
That entire interview is posted on USARadio.com. If you go under the News tab, USA Radio News tab, you'll find that interview in its entirety. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.